This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Deaths continue to mount from the ongoing coronavirus epidemic, with Australia, Thailand, Japan, and the United States reporting new fatalities. As VOA's Steve Herman reports from the White House, President Trump says his administration is prepared for whatever comes.
The president, at an unusual Saturday afternoon news conference at the White House, predicted that healthy people who become infected with the coronavirus will be fine, and the U.S. government is fully prepared for any contingency.
Our country is prepared for any circumstance. We hope it's not going to be a major circumstance. It'll be a smaller circumstance, but whatever the circumstance is, we're prepared.
Trump's administration is imposing further travel restrictions related to Iran due to a significant coronavirus outbreak there, in issuing do not travel warnings for regions of Italy and South Korea, hardest hit by the disease known as COVID-19. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Former Vice President Joe Biden overwhelmingly won the South Carolina Democratic primary Saturday night, giving him momentum going into Super Tuesday. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan has more.
A win for Joe Biden in South Carolina after the lackluster showings in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. He said the press and pundits had pronounced his candidacy dead.
Now, thanks to all of you, the heart of the Democratic Party, we just won, and we've won big because of you.
Bernie Sanders placed a distant second, but still leads in the count of delegates needed for the nomination. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
For more on the presidential primaries and to learn more about the candidates, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says his government has made no commitment to release 5,000 Taliban prisoners, publicly disagreeing with a timetable for a speedy prisoner release laid out just a day earlier in a U.S.-Taliban peace agreement.
Terrorism morphs. And the reason we insist in our discussions with the Taliban that they sever their ties with all terrorist groups, not just Al-Qaeda, is precisely because of this.
AP's Julie Walker has more on the agreement.
Under the deal signed in Doha, the U.S. draws down its forces from 13,000 to 8,600 in the next 3 to 4 months and pulls out the remaining forces in 14 months, depending on the Taliban meeting their commitments to prevent terrorism. If they don't, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says,
President Trump and his team will not hesitate to do what we must do to protect American lives.
Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper told U.S. troops their sacrifice is what led to this historic deal.
This is the best chance Afghanistan has had in 19 years to achieve peace.
More than 2,400 U.S. troops have been killed during the conflict. I'm Julie Walker.
Speaking at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump praised the Afghan deal, saying it was the result of a lot of hard work and sacrifice by many people.
I guess most of all, I want to thank all of the people in the United States for having spent so much in terms of blood, in terms of treasure and treasury, the money that has been spent, the lives that have been lost.
The president says it's been a long journey for everyone, but the Taliban and surrounding countries need to help bring peace to Afghanistan. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is threatening to let thousands of refugees cross into Europe and is warning Damascus will pay a price after dozens of Turkish troops were killed inside Syria. Edward Uranian has more.
Thousands of refugees gathered Saturday along the Turkish border with Greece had to flee tear gas used by Greek forces to stop them from entering Greek soil. Erdogan said earlier in the day 18,000 refugees had entered Greece and that the number could rise to 25,000 to 30,000. He said Germany must send money to Turkey to deal with its refugee crisis in order to stop the flow. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Syria's official news agency says two of its warplanes were shot down by Turkish forces inside Syria Sunday, amid a military escalation that has led to growing direct clashes between Turkish and Syrian forces. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.